21 degrees on a Wednesday morning, and opportunity for us to spend a little bit of time on a second Community Connection talking with Gail Inman. And Gail, I see from the publicity materials that you brought me the 27th annual Dewey Antique Show coming up this weekend. It's a big hit every year, and you always manage to bring in some dealers with some great stuff. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning. We are so excited about the show this year. We've talked to several of the dealers, the different things they're bringing in, and we have really, really good variety and all kinds of prices so everybody can find something to buy.
And the nice thing about antiques, I guess, maybe from my point of view, I may be looking for furniture, somebody else will be looking for dishes, somebody else can be looking for collectible items. It's a wide, wide world of interest, and chances are you have something at the show to fill just about everybody's need.
Yeah, we're going to have some specialty items this time. We have a gentleman that's bringing samurai swords, and we've never had that before.
No.
And he's going to have some armor also, so we're excited about that. We have a large collection of Fiesta ware coming in.
Okay.
And that's something that's pretty popular.
Yeah.
We have a couple of Western booths. That's always good.
I mean, Fiesta ware appeared back in the stores, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, but that doesn't quite the same as what was sold in the 30s and 40s.
Right. The colors are different.
Yeah.
So that makes someone that really collects it knows all of that stuff. I'm not super good with it. But if you collect it, you know what you're looking for.
Exactly. And that's true with anything. I don't care if you're, if you're a collector, you find yourself learning more and more about it. And sometimes that's how you dealers learn, is by talking through the collectors.
We have a dealer coming in from Nebraska, and they bring wonderful Native American jewelry. And that's pretty popular right now.
Sure.
People like that really, really well. And we have some dealers, of course, from Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, and we have repeat dealers, but we've got a couple of new dealers this year.
Okay.
And we have a couple of people that are just liquidating estates, and they're not really dealers, but they're just getting rid of some things that they've inherited. Mm-hmm. And that's always a fun booth to go to.
It is. The show, again, Saturday, 8 until 5, and do a little bit of shopping, take a break, have a sandwich or something for lunch, and whether you're staying at the show or just looking at the rest of the shops in Dewey, it's a great day to do some antiquing.
Yes, we encourage everyone to do that. We have two or three things of interest also. The Joyful Strings are going to be playing for us. They'll be there from 11 to 1. And if you've never heard them play, they are just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. They are just wonderful. And we have the Lace Guild. They're going to be showing us how to do bobbin lace. And usually there's a lady that comes that shows you how they made socks. She has a socks making machine.
Okay.
And that's kind of interesting. And then the genealogical people will be there if you're interested in, finding out how to trace your ancestors, while they're there to give you some little hints and some help with that.
So you can start a quest for three or four different things, the ancestry trace, and find out more about, I'll just pick on Fiesta ware, but it could be, dolls, porcelain dolls, whatever it might be, whether you're looking at collectibles or true antiques, something for everybody.
And we try to have something that maybe younger people be interested in, because we always try to encourage the young people to get into a little bit of collecting, and I'm sure there'll be some Hot Wheels there for mm-hmm. them to look at, maybe some Star Wars stuff. And postcards are always a good beginner. They don't take up much room, and you can look for them with different things. You can go for the scenery, trains, churches, something like that, old buildings, old cars, mm-hmm. and then even Native American people, or the early the pretty ladies back from the 1900s. And we are going to have, the dealer from Texas is going to bring some vintage clothing from the early 1900s, 1920s.
Okay. You dealers from, I think I saw someplace dealers from six states?
Yes. And we have one that comes from Missouri that brings wonderful primitive furniture and kitchen items, and that's always a real popular booth. Everyone likes to see the old cabinets, and they usually do really, really well. They sell out of their furniture usually.
That's tremendous. There's that year-in, year-out market for that sort of thing around here. And your show kind of gets a reputation of having certain items year-in, year-out. I'm sure the furniture is one of them.
Yes. We have a lady that comes from up by Kansas City, and she brings like a lot of perfume bottles mm-hmm. and designer jewelry. We have estate jewelry as well as just fun jewelry, just vintage jewelry. We've got one lady that just has a whole booth full of vintage jewelry, and people just really like that.
It's a something that I think never loses a market, because antique jewelry has a look to it, and whether it's pure costume jewelry that the original value wasn't all that much, or whether you get good gemstones, either way, something for everybody.
We have a new dealer this year that has books, and they're from Bella Vista, Arkansas.
Okay.
And their whole booth is all books, and it's either children's books on up to really highly collectible books, mm-hmm. History books, all kinds. And that's something different for us this year.
Sure. The Antique Association, you're just part of your community. I know we were talking, and just to verify a couple of things, you awarded some scholarships this year, and you've assisted other local nonprofits.
Yes, this is our only fundraiser we do, and about 95% of the proceeds goes back into the community, and we're real proud of that. We're not a big organization. We meet the last Tuesday night of the month, and we're up around Dewey at the Branding Iron Room, and there's usually a program, and we invite the public to come to that because mm-hmm. it's a good way to learn about antiques and collectibles. We've helped different organizations around. We've helped, the Tom Mix Museum, Dewey Hotel, Journey Home, Kitty Park, the Dewey Clock, we helped with that. We've helped with the closets in some of the school systems, the clothes closets, and the drug awareness program. Just a lot of different things that we do with this money. It's a $4 admission charge, and so this is how we make our money to help people.
106 booths, that's a lot to look at.
It is. A lot of the dealers have 2 and 3 booths, mm-hmm. so the actual number of dealers is probably closer to 70,
okay.
but we do have that 106 booths, and it's like going to a big building that has lots of little mini malls, lots of little mini shops. And the good thing about visiting with someone that owns the merchandise, you can find out the history of it.
Yeah, and if you had, for instance, 2 jewelry dealers, you work real hard to make sure that they're separated from each other in the building, so you're not seeing direct competition of somebody right across the hall.
Right, and a lot of people have the misconception that the only thing, at an antique show are things that are super expensive. We have all price ranges, and so we have a lot of things that's in the lower price range, as well as mm-hmm. things that are really hard to find. One of the things that's going to be there is a butter churn from Coffeyville, Kansas. It's a crockery butter churn. It has a sunflower on it, and it's probably in the $650 price range, where there might be a doll that you could pick up for $5, or a piece of jewelry for $5, or maybe a postcard for $1 or $2. So there's a wide variety of prices.
And an opportunity for somebody to get a start on a great hobby without, like you said, a major capital outlay if you don't want to.
Right. And there's still, there'll still be the opportunity to add to your sterling silver, or maybe add to your china set if you're looking for a particular piece. But the good thing, too, is you can tell the dealers what you are looking for, and if they don't have it, they maybe have it at home, because they can't bring everything they have.
No. My wife has an interest in the Depression glass, and over the years at your show and some of the others around the area, she, picked up, 2 cups here or a saucer there, and I think she has... a complete set of service for either 8 or 10, I don't remember, but just by picking up a few pieces at every show, it seems like she's really gotten a long ways with it.
Yeah, and that's the fun of it, having something to look for. And we also have a dealer this year that has repurposed things that she has put together out of old industrial parts or old chicken feeders and mm-hmm. things like that, and did the chalk paint on them and made them for really, really cute pieces of furniture. I've seen the pictures of them, and they look like they're really going to be neat. And I think a lot of the younger generation is after that.
I've seen a lot of pieces recently, art or useful items made out of license plates. So
yes, that's a really popular thing. We also have some prints and some paintings and some artwork that's going to be in the show. And a lot of decorators come up and find items to use whenever they go into their homes and do decorating.
Okay, so that's something, again, you can give the home a brand new look, 1 piece or 2 pieces at a time, and again, over the course of a year or 2, really change things around.
Yeah, I think that's, that's a good thing. And we have one of our dealers brings a lot of Civil War items, and there's a lot of people that's really into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think the, I've seen, at least on some of my friends on Facebook, an early pickup of Civil War interest over the last several years. One of them has become a reenactor. He lives further east where a lot of the battles actually took place, and he's gotten interested in doing Civil War reenactments. So it's fun.
And I think that's one of the things that's really interesting about antiques is the fact that you connect them with history, mm-hmm. so that you can have a little piece of history in your home.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes, whether it came out of your family or just somebody, you can find the story behind the piece and take it to an antique roadshow or something and even find out more.
Old photographs are really good. That's a real popular thing that people collect now. It's inexpensive to collect them. And it's just kind of fun to have.
Yeah, and whether you know the story behind it or not, they're just a nice display item. And so you can, again, beautify the home a little bit.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Pyrex has taken a big, big leap. And the sets of Pyrex bowls and the color of them, that's been a really big selling item. And especially, for the younger people, they like them really well. And people my age, that was a wedding gift that we got and didn't realize how special they were.
At the time, because everybody had it, it probably wasn't nearly as special as it is now.
Right. But that has really been something that's been surprising, how they have escalated and how many people want them.
Yeah. Tips for the shopper, since you open at 8, probably if the earlier you get there, the best selection, obviously, because after that, some things start going off the shelf.
Yes, and there's things, there's two rooms, there's a north room and a south room, mm-hmm. so, it gets confusing which one to go first, but a lot of people come and spend most of the day, mm-hmm. and it's air conditioned, that's a nice thing, so you don't have to be out in the heat.
Sure, and of course, as something comes off the shelf, dealers have prepared for that, and so they've got a treasure trove of things out in the truck, in the trailer, in the car, however they brought it, and so that, that clears enough space off for them to bring something else out, maybe something that, if you'd gotten there earlier, maybe you wouldn't have seen it.
That's true. It changes hour by hour.
Yep. It starts at 8 o'clock and runs through 5 Saturday at the County Fair Building in Dewey. You're on Facebook, too, I noticed.
Yes, we are. We have quite a bit. It's just under the Antique and Collectible Association, or else you can go in under the Dewey Antique Show. This is our 27th year, so we've been around for quite a while.
You have been around for a while. That's great. How many members of the association, if I start counting, just people just in Dewey, you've got easily, 10, 12, 15. I'm not sure I'd want to start counting, but
our actually membership, we have about 25 in our association, mm-hmm. but the antique shops in Dewey, there's quite a few antique shops in Dewey.
And then others, I'm sure, that just have an interest but don't run a shop. So.
Right. We have a lot of people that really aren't even in the business. They just like they like the programs. They mm-hmm. like to learn about things.
And I think it's a lot of fun. Yeah, I think every time that there's a program like that, it seems to be well attended, so that's great. What else do we need to cover this morning? I know we've covered a lot, but again, the 27th annual show going on at the fairgrounds this Saturday.
Well, we'd like everyone to come out and get an opportunity to see these things that these people have brought from all over. Mm-hmm. Some of our dealers are what we call circuit dealers. They do shows all over the United States. One of our dealers just did the show in Broomfield, and that's really a big show. We have dealers that do the Texas shows, and that's all they do. That's how they make their living. They go around to a show every weekend. Mm-hmm. And then we have people that only do this show. They buy all year and get prepared and get their things cleaned up and get them all ready and learn about them. And this is the only show they do. But this is known for one of the better shows in our area. It's one of the only one-day shows that has the history mm-hmm. behind it.
Yeah.
That other shows don't have.
Do I remember seeing a couple of folks in there with coins, too?
Yes, there are some. We used to have a dealer that had all coins, but okay. we don't have him anymore. But we do have dealers that do have coins and currency, too.
Mm-hmm. And, again, that's something that Doesn't take a lot to get started with. It's kind of like stamps. You can invest a little or a lot, but to get started, you start with what's in your pocket and go from there.
Toys is a big thing, too. I kind of skipped over that, but a lot of people collect toys. Mm-hmm. The old Tonka trucks from the 40s and 50s, and I think one dealer is going to have a pretty good-sized steam shovel, you know, toy steam shovel. There's always the toys from the late 1800s, early 1900s. The vintage things have gotten pretty popular, so there's a lot of things now from the 40s, and a lot of the younger people are after things from the 50s, and so we do have a lot of that coming in. Tablecloths, the 50s tablecloths is always big, and holiday decorations, Christmas decorations, Halloween decorations, that's a big seller too.
And of course, I just try to open the door here. After you've had your fill at the show, so many places that the merchants will be open for, you know, can you head over to Linger Longer and look at something over there and find something else in town.
Yeah, that's great. And if you've been outside all morning and you need a break, why, come on over and get in the cool air and enjoy us and learn.
Yeah, I assume one admission gets you in all day.
It does, it does.
That's great. Talking with Gail Inman this morning, talking about the 27th Annual Dewey Antique Show, Saturday, 8 to 5 at the Washington County Fairgrounds. If you are looking for something, stop by and ask one of the dealers. Chances are, like Gail said, if they don't have it with them or know of somebody else in the building that has it, they'll put you on the list and give you a call when they find it. Thank you so much, Gail. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you for having us.
That's a second Community Connection on 1400 K1. And so take a break from Sunfest and go to the Antique Show, or start your day with the Antique Show and then head out to Sunfest. Either way, AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. And every single day, it's information.